There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Be prepared for information you will hear on no other radio program today.
Ever.
Well, maybe ever. You may be right about that. Jennifer Horn
for that.
Is here. Ken Kessler is here. And Rich McFadden is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. For those of you who want to know about television, the TV news comes up later in the hour. With the exception of a big new development, CNN is going to produce the first ever nationally televised interview with Hillary Clinton since she decided she wanted to be king for a day or queen.
I wonder if they'll make the person interviewing her stand behind a rope that will move around the room.
Oh, you mean like a pen?
Yes. That was
no, actually, this lady that's interviewing her, I
Brianna?
Think, yeah, Rihanna. It's not the Rihanna, but Brianna. Brianna.
I think her name is Brianna.
Well, they have, they have mutual friends in common or something. So I don't know if it'll be the hardest hitting interview, but hey, at least she's going to be speaking out for the first time ever. It's good.
We all like clear it. At Walter Reed Hospital, Richie. No evidence of a gunshot.
Unbelievable.
Bam, bam, bam.
I'm telling you.
Another one.
Somebody passes gas in Washington, D.C., and they call out every cop with a black jacket and it's unbelievable.
Remember the story of Bill Clinton passing gas?
No, he pooted?
Well, there was a story that went with
his
appearance
on YouTube
in Vermont. In a
seriously?
Number. Yeah. Yeah.
When did he do it?
He's a toot, toot, toot. What are you about? Was Barack Obama pass gas? Everybody passes.
Everybody does, but usually you don't hear about it on Google. So.
Yeah, no, YouTube at Bill Clinton passing gas.
They had the audio, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think they did.
Yeah. They must have just fallen out. I need to. Can you guys do a Bill Clinton for me? Come on.
Why?
Girls can't do that. I can't do a Bill Clinton.
You know what? I just had a little bit too much burritos last night.
Uh-huh. You'll be happy to know that the TSA has new leadership today. Everybody excited about that or not? We're more interested in Bill Clinton's gas?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you don't want to know about the TSA getting new leadership?
Tell me.
New leadership. Wow. Peter Neffinger.
Oh.
Sworn in yesterday as the sixth administrator. At the TSA.
This time they're going to get it right.
Right. He says, I look forward to applying my years of leadership experience in law enforcement and security to protecting our nation. Wow.
You want to hear what a load
that
is?
Doesn't that feel good? What kind of load is that, Richie?
A friend of mine is a government contractor for the TSA.
Really?
I will not say his name.
Okay, good.
Joe, go ahead.
But the Bill. Interim director and he have the exact same name.
Really?
The guy who was just
fired.
The director. No, he was the interim director between the two guys. And he's always been a high-level guy, like the number two or number three guy there.
Fixes. He's a fixer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
They have the exact same name. So one works for the TSA, mm-hmm. and one is a contractor for the TSA.
Got it.
When you are a contractor for the TSA, the you have the same email address, so it's .gov, but with the exception of it's
Smell this one coming.
Like .co.
So what kind of really cool info did he get?
So there's a three-letter difference between his email address and the guy who works for them's email address.
Yeah.
Well, guess what kind of stuff was getting in his email box all day long because people would forget.
So would he read it?
Oh, yeah. He would get this email. He'd be like, why am I getting this?
Mm.
And he said it happened all the time. Every day he would get this guy.
And this is the security division of the United States government.
Correct.
Ah, clever. There it is, boys and girls.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't it great to have your tax dollars going down that hole? Speaking of tax dollars, how much of the American tax dollar is going to go to help Greece combat its staggering international debts? I do not believe they owe money to U.S. Well, they probably owe money to U.S. banks, I'm guessing. Who'd be silly enough to loan these people money, however? All the Greek financial systems in lockdown. And they'll be closed today, tomorrow, Thursday apparently open. One wonders what this all means. The stock market sort of was down, what, 150 points yesterday? Is that right?
Something like that.
I mean, Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P wasn't that much affected by it, I don't think, in terms of percentage. And then there are the other indices that are actually more accurate most of the time. Anyway, it is.
You want to hear an interesting take that I heard yesterday on this?
Rich has an interesting take from yesterday on this.
Apparently, the Greek population, it's a patriotic thing to cheat
their
on your
duty.
Taxes.
Oh, they cheat on their taxes? No.
To the extent that 25% of their GDP, equal to 65 billion euros, is all in the black market or the gray market.
Really?
And apparently what happened was they attribute it to the flaw in Greek culture because of mismanagement by the Ottoman Empire, the Ottoman Greece.
Right.
And the people of Greece resisted the taxes from the Ottoman Empire,
and
it became a form of patriotism.
Yeah.
So it's just rampant in Greece, and nobody pays taxes or claims their full income.
So they don't have the equivalent of an IRS in Greece.
They do, but the people have learned to cheat from the time their grandfathers were kids, and this is one of the reasons they will never be able to fix their economy.
Woo-hoo.
Because nobody pays their taxes.
Nobody knows the cheating I've seen.
So why would you go in there and bail somebody out when it's just going to be cheating? Bribery is rampant. Tax evasion is rampant.
Corruption.
Yeah, well, clearly
corrupt country.
You are not
going
to be able to fix it. I see this when I go to Colombia. Mm-hmm. It's not as rampant as it is in Greece, but you see just corruption in these two-and-a-half and third-world governments, and you can't fix that.
Mm. Corruption.
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 He's such a weirdo.
Corruption. Germany.
That's stupid.
The lead Eurozone lender. Did you say I was stupid? You said I was stupid every day this week.
It's so funny.
Thank you. It's funny.
Why break a pattern? It's only Tuesday.
Remains.
Stupid.
Oh, nice.
That is the worst word. I'm not going to say it. Take it back. It's horrible.
It
I
really
apologize.
Horrible.
Even
like
in jest.
Lie. Yeah.
Lie's okay.
Lie. Germany. Is reluctant to cut any deal with the Greeks. They owe the Germans more money, and they say, no, we're not going to make a deal with you. So, and they ought not to. Let them go in and, they must have some way of grabbing some kind of assets. Would they leave themselves that wide open and not have any way of being repaid the money that they've loaned these people? What can they get? The old antiquities?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may, Jennifer, please.
Antiquities. Say it again.
A-N-T. You want me to use it in a sentence?
No. Oh. It's just I hear that a lot, and since, I'm not the brightest bunny when it comes to finances, is that like trading like in your grandma's old hutch?
No. Antiquities are...
or is that antiques?
Antiquities refer to the old...
I'll give you a piece of china for an old record player,
I'm
see?
I'm going to buy it.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, like you're Mr. Wow. Oh, I'm an academic. Rich McFadden.
Yep.
PhD.
14 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The annual cost of coronary heart disease in our country is $108 billion between health care, medications, and lost productivity. $108 billion. You want to be a statistic? Or do you want to be healthy and happy and hearty for the rest of your life? That's the fate you must choose, and it's easy to choose health. It's easy to choose your well-being. It's easy to choose getting that blood in your body, which is so important to your health and longevity. Get it around. Neo 40 and the folks who have been responsible for the last, year or so? Superbeat's been around for a year or so, as I understand. This is actually Nobel Prize-winning science back in 1998. Dr. Ken loves this. He says that the heart information, the nitric oxide discovery, what our bodies are producing, how blood gets around, this is now just making it to the public discussion. It's been 10 years, but nitric oxide now is the best way for you to get blood before you eat or drink. You need to take one of these nitric oxide, NEO, I call it NEO 40 capsules. Chew on it for a moment. And then take Super Beets with your breakfast. But if you're needing to get, like, I don't have my breakfast before I go on the air. I have little bits and pieces of fruit and yogurt and that sort of thing as we're on the air. But if I want to get a charge, I grab my Neo 40s now and have a little crunch, and it's in my mouth and down my throat.
Just did mine.
You did it. Yep. All right. So people are saying, well, what's the difference between Neo 40 and Super Beets? Why do I need Neo 40 if I have Super Beets and vice versa? Richie, you want to help explain why Neo 40 and Super Beets ought to be together?
Well, I think it's the combination really helps lower your blood pressure. So if high blood pressure is a problem for you, combining both of these two supplements really help lower your blood pressure over time, which is great.
This week we are launching our official Heart Health Challenge. We want you to join all of us on the Good Day team and try Neo 40. Tell us how you feel. Richie has talked about his experience. I've talked about my experience.
I started mine yesterday.
Penny, you want yours?
I started mine over the weekend.
All right, so there you go. The Good Day Heart Health Challenge. Get a free box of Neo 40 with any order of Super Beets. Call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beets, and you'll get Neo 40 as an added supplement. 800-655-4183. So you can have all of this. You can get a good start on the day, and you can keep it through the day. By the way, along with your order for Super Beets and Neo 40, you're going to get this book that I keep talking about beets, and you'll get free saliva testing strips. Can help you find out how all of this is working. This is a tool to monitor your nitric oxide level, so you know as your blood pressure goes down how it relates to how much nitric oxide you have in your system. What a super way for you to be really focused. 800-655-4183. Nothing but good comes of this, folks. Nothing but good. 800-655-4183. Take the Heart Health Challenge. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or call 800-655-4183 to get in on the action.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about home fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome acid responsive.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. For the first time since 1917, the name Elsa becoming a popular baby name thanks to Frozen. Our poll today at dougsteffen.com. Have you named any of your children after a Disney character? 21 after the hour. Yeah, Mickey.
C.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Contest time, playing a song now by a group that had one number one single. Who is this group? 888-302-3684 for a CD of One Hit Wonders. How Long? British rock group. Who are they? This is a great, great hit that was number one during this week in 1974. Is that right? Yesterday's song was from 74, too, wasn't it?
It's right around there, yeah.
All right. All right. Let's see if we can crank this up, Richie. This is a wonderful pop flavored song. How long have you been standing here holding your breath? Crank it up. Everybody. Has this been going on?
Blue Eyed Soul.
Yes, sir.
That's a wrestling name.
What?
Blue Eyed Soul. Yeah, that's
wow,
your
you
wrestling.
Want to see something interesting, Doug?
Wrestling name, yes, Richie.
Yesterday's One Hit Wonder, Bobby Womack, did a cover of this.
Really?
In 1976.
Huh. How about them albums?
That's interesting. And Jennifer Barbara Mandrell also covered it on one of her albums.
Huh. She wears the Visa tag.
There you go.
How about that? This is the Friends have their family persuasion or something. That's the lyric line here, right? See how close I can get. I haven't heard this song for a long time. Because none of the stations playing this good music anymore. They all play this crap from the 80s. Ugh.
Talking about crap from the 80s. That's my music, mister.
Crap.
This is great stuff.
Come on, hair band. Quiet. Crank this up, will you please? Nobody cares what you do.
How about I pull your microphone down? Okay, yeah. I have all power.
Really? Good for you. There it is. says sometimes when I talk to you and Jennifer, people think that I'm angry, that I'm being nasty, and I'm not. It's you being nasty to me.
Oh, right. It's always us,
that's exactly
right?
What it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody's misreading the situation.
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
That's right.
When you call me stupid.
Right, right.
All right. You already have this morning once. Remember?
Keep going. I might send another one in.
Yeah, really. All right. Who's figuring this out? 888-302-3684. Who is this? Let's see what these people are calling about. We got all these New Jersey callers.
I like
Let's say Chris Christie on line 4.
Yeah. How long until breakfast?
Oh!
That's too easy, right?
Yeah. You haven't even told us anything about this band, and we already got answers.
All right. That's start great. It over again. I'm going to tell you all the story about the band. Song, How Long? This is a British rock band. Lead singer of the band is Paul Carrick, who later became the lead singer for Mike and the Mechanics. Ah, now that's an interesting reality, because that Mike and the Mechanics, Richie, find something from Mike and the Mechanics and let's listen to the...
Really, Ken?
Yeah.
I want to dispute that.
They were
ahead.
Formed in 1972 Sheffield, okay. England. First album called Five Aside became a hit in the UK, spawned this song from it, which was big in the UK and here. So then the band moved to the U.S. in 1976. Then they disbanded in 1977. That pretty much ended the possibilities of ever having another number one hit for them. After the breakup, Carrick played with Eric Clapton, had a successful run with Mike and the Mechanics, then returned to England, re-recorded a solo version of this, which became a big hit again in the U.K. But the first hit by the group, not by him. 888-302-3684. How about we talk to Fred, if I can get him on. All right, there it is. Fred's in Newburyport. Who's this group, Fred?
Is it Ace?
Ace! It is. Fred's in one of the nicest little towns close to the water in Massachusetts. So hold on a second, Fred. We'll get you for our
CD. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet talking to you? And if so, what are they saying? You know, vocalizations are a very important part of animal communication and their language. A barking dog may be protecting the house, alert to some intruder or visitor, or he may be fearful. Listen to the sounds your pet makes in different circumstances. His normal bark shows that he's alert. A high-pitched shrill bark usually indicates fear. Growling in a deep-pitched tone may be a demonstration of dominance or a power struggle with another dog or human. A yelping dog is undoubtedly in pain or shock. Maybe he's been hurt or could be. He just wants to eliminate. A squeal may show happiness or maybe a pleasant surprise. A howl, by the way, is a dog or cat's way of saying he's lonely. It's also a rallying call, as if to tell other pets or people where he is or that something is wrong. For example, in packs of wolves, when one wolf howls, the other wolves come, it's kind of a rallying call. Let's get together, prepare for the hunt, or maybe just sing a song. That's right, maybe just sing a song together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Should I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
Rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at Plenty.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Stephan Good Day program on the air now with Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan, Rich McFadden, the controls in our studio in Washington, and Kenny Kessler, Doug Stephan show social network expert here with us. We're here to feed your brain. We have won the award from the Albert Einstein Institute for Excellence Good Day program recipient of this award because we are all brainiacs. We're all here to share with you the innermost workings of our mind. Our brains are bulging. Our brains are so full of things.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so a South Carolina state senator says this is the right thing to do, discussing why the Confederate flag ought to be removed from the Capitol. The Senate agreed. Now it goes to the House to decide whether or not the flag will rise again or go down, the battle cry. And what we learned yesterday on this program was it isn't really the Confederate flag anyway. It's the battle flag from the state of Virginia that was used during the Civil War. And so one even wonders why there's so much hoopla about
I guess for everybody,
what it
represents the Confederate flag. So,
but it doesn't, it isn't the Confederate flag. Yeah, so how did it get to be the representation of the Confederate flag?
The thing was buried for years and years and years, and then somebody decided we're going to bring it back, and that's what they brought back, and everybody said, okay.
Speaking of regurgitation, which is bringing it all back again, the Boston Marathon bomber, Mr. Sarnaev.
He's still alive.
He is now seeking a new trial. Lawyers have given a few clues as to why they've requested this, but they're going to file a more detailed motion next month because he didn't get treated fairly. They needed to change the venue. They needed to have this trial in Ethiopia because that's the only place he'd get a fair trial.
What does he think he's going to get? Does he think he's going to be found innocent?
Well, this is the way the system, this is how bad the system is. This really shows you one of the flaws in our system. Why, when there's all this evidence, no matter what, you're entitled to a fair trial. That's what the Constitution requires. But at some point, it gets asinine. And that's where we are with this trial. Millions and millions and millions of dollars have been spent on this little twerp. And yet, he still can fly in the face of the system, basically give the system an up yours, which is what he's been doing since he came to America. So it's just more of this.
Swift justice.
But there's no such thing as swift justice this country.
Not anymore.
It's been all circumvented by lawyers.
There's a case going on here in D.C., and the guy's been awaiting trial. I mean, it's been like 5 months he's been sitting in jail waiting for a trial.
Yeah. All right. Well, this goes on.
On purpose, though, don't you think they do that to extend their life?
I think the lawyers do it because they're not prepared because everything's so backlogged.
Yeah. In the kinda sorta department today, the U.S. and the six countries that are kinda sorta close to reaching an agreement with Iran, the nuclear deadline, just before tonight's deadline. This is all such crony. You know, the deadline. Who set the deadline? The deadline was artificially set, and they keep setting it back. It's just, you know, more baloney.
Maybe extended.
And you know what? It will be extended because Obama and Kerry are so set on making this deal at whatever cost because it's part of his legacy. So no matter what, expect it to be extended and extended.
Draw that line in the sand and then cover it up and then draw a new one, right?
Wow, that's very clever, Richie. I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Draw the line in the sand.
It's sand. You can just wipe it out and put in a new one.
Wow. That's pretty clever. How'd you get to be so smart? You're a winner of this Einstein Award, too, with us, right? Did you win the Einstein Award with us? Where'd he go?
I'm right here.
I think he went.
I'm just ignoring you.
Why are you ignoring me? That's not fair. I wouldn't ignore you.
So anyway.
All right. Hey, in radio school, that's 2 minutes of what you don't do on the air.
Right. Yeah.
What are we doing in the air? The bottom line for those of you who are looking for good news, best news of the day today, maybe that the price of gasoline will go to below $2 a gallon by the end of the summer.
Cool.
I went someplace yesterday. I was driving around looking for... I actually did drive around. I had Meredith and I swapped cars yesterday, and then I realized when I ran out of mine, I was close to empty. And she said, you only have 12 miles to go before you run out of gas. So, all right. And she didn't say it like that. But she doesn't like to run out of gas, and I don't really want to run out of gas either, but I tend to let it get down to the, it's the old good to the very last drop syndrome. So I couldn't find, I went to one gas station, I'm on my way over to an appointment, and it was $2.94. I said, nah, it's too expensive. So then I went, I drove around a little bit more, used up another mile or two, and it was $2.78. Nah, it's too expensive because it's been at $2.40, like in there. But as soon as Memorial Day came around, jack it up. That's what they did. Prices went up 20 cents. You know that, right? Over the past week.
So did you run out of gas?
No.
Oh.
So, but what? This is the twofold story. Most of the time when those things tell you have 12 miles left, there's another gallon.
You know what? I probably drove 12, 13 miles on zero this past weekend.
Yeah.
Because I forgot, and then by the time I was able to get to the next one.
Right. You're all right. Saved by the bell.
Yep.
I don't run out of gas. The last time I ran out of gas was, 3-4 years ago when I was driving a budget truck across country, hauling the car behind
me. Oh, I remember that. Oof. Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line to this story is the price of oil going down again. It's below $60 a barrel, I believe. It was 64 something or 62 something last week. Now below $60, it'll go down to 50, some people say. So that means $2 a gallon or less by Labor Day. So let's see. The other side of this story that I was telling you about, the price of gasoline, I finally found a place that I think I bought it for $2.65 or something. But down the street from there, I went into a small town called Sherburne, Massachusetts, and there was one gas station in town, and that was it. And the price was a dollar more than everywhere else. $3.69 they were getting for gas in this one horse town, one station in the town. So you could see the kind of profits. If everybody else is selling it at $2.69 and there's about 20 cents a gallon in it for the dealer somewhere in that vicinity, another dollar they tack on just for convenience.
So we can thank the Greeks, apparently.
For the cost of gas going down?
A volatile market right now because of the Greek thing. Apparently, oil has been the big loser in all of this.
How so, Richie?
I just saying that crude oil has been trading around 60 and then bottomed out at $43. But they're saying that that because of the financial markets and the volatility the past couple of weeks because of Greece and China,
yeah,
that they're just saying the biggest loser is oil.
Well, that's all right. We are the winners if oil is the losers. You're certainly going to be the loser if you haven't heard the story about health insurance rates for 2016.
Ugh.
The rumors have been floating around now. The facts coming out. Blue Cross Blue Shield plans to increase by as much as 54%. If you're living in Minnesota, next year your premiums will go up if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance holder by 54%. Percent. 50
averaging 20 to 25%. But yeah.
Okay, you want some good news?
Please.
From my perspective, I gave you the gasoline, one story that's good. Here's another one. Something that I agree 100% with President Obama about. The broader use of clemency to free nonviolent drug offenders. Sometime, either this week or next, the president is going to issue orders to free dozens and dozens of federal prisoners who are locked up having been charged with nonviolent drug offenses, just nonviolent drug users. He'll probably commute sentences. As a matter of fact, at this point, it seems to me he's done a lot of this, hasn't he? Hasn't he commuted a lot of sentences? I don't know if they were for drug usage. But the president has expansive clemency power, if you didn't know that, granted by the Constitution, or they're taking it, whether they have it or not. I believe he's correct. I believe that as you look at the excesses of the past when it comes to drug uses and people being put in jail, we have way too many people in jail on drug use charges. If you're a dealer, you should be shot. Other than that, and I mean that literally, I think drug dealers, rapists, and murderers should all suffer the same fate. Every single one of them suffer the same fate. What they do to society. If you're a drug user...
So often drug users turn into the drug dealers because they're trying to feed their habit.
If that's the case, then they deserve the same thing. But there are a lot of these minor criminals, people who smoke pot. What the hell are they doing in jail? If you smoke pot, I mean, for God's sakes, it's legal in half the country, and people are smoking it everywhere. Why in the world would you send somebody in jail?
I'd be surprised to see how many people are in jail for pot. I don't think there's many.
There are a lot of cynics. A lot of cynics say this is being done because mostly the people in jail on these charges are black men or Hispanic men.
I think you go to jail for driving while intoxicated, and you just happen to have been smoking pot.
Well, if in fact you are driving while intoxicated using pot, then you ought to be in jail. I'm talking about drug usage where nobody is hurt.
Right, if you get just caught walking around with a small bag. Right.
Yeah, and that doesn't make sense. George Takei says he's sorry he apologized for calling Clarence Thomas a clown in blackface.
Mm-hmm.
Because George Takei, if you didn't know that, is gay. He didn't like what Clarence Thomas said after the same-sex marriage ruling last week. And a reporter chased him around and asked him for his opinion. He was seething, and so he said something about him being a clown and a black face.
Why would he be seething? He won.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be seething about Clarence Thomas. These people take this stuff way too personally. Woof. way too pretty. Is that easy for me to say because I'm not there in their shoes?
He was seething because of Thomas's comments about gay marriage and also about the internment camps where Takai's family was kept during World War II.
Where the Japanese who were kept in, an internment camp. And that's what Clarence Thomas started. He sort of alluded to that with a couple of different groups, didn't he, Kenny? If I remember correctly. Yeah. All right. Well,
I love how people are not allowed to say what they want to say anymore. Isn't that a sad state of affairs without getting attacked?
Takai should be able to say what he wants to say.
You know, everybody should
everybody.
Be. Yeah. I mean, Clarence Thomas should be able to say what he wants to say. George Takai or Takei, what's his name?
No, you're right.
Well, they did say what they wanted to say.
Yeah, and then they're back and apologizing, and it's like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, nobody made him. He
did it on his own.
He did it on his own. He thought he shouldn't have said it.
Jumped him on social media.
Well, the whole thing is the reporter chases him down and makes him say something. Come on, I'm going to edge him on until he says something.
Well, you have the choice to ignore him. I would ignore somebody who asked me stuff like that. All right, we can't ignore Jennifer, Richie. Jennifer has the television report up next here on Good Day.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in high-speed 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction apply. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number
3030. Did you think I was... That was an honest thing. You thought that was...
Television news. Move along.
The Einstein Award, in this case, goes to Jennifer Horn, who is certainly one of the smartest people that I know. She's
really? Fallen. You don't know many?
No, so don't put yourself down. I'm giving you a natural compliment.
A natural compliment. Thank you, Turkey. I am very
nice. You should just stop being nice to us. It doesn't work out well.
No. Stop being nice and I get in the chops.
Yeah.
I have a deal with that.
So anyway, soccer ratings.
Hey, look at this number, Jen, on the Women's World Cup. Wow.
See, people care about lady sports, I guess.
Yes, they do.
25.4 million TV viewers in the U.S. watched the United States beat Japan 5-2 in the final of the FIFA love saying that, Women's World Cup. That's the highest rated soccer match televised in the country ever, according to Nielsen ratings, which is a pretty big deal. I mean, soccer, I don't know if it was the most popular thing ever, but hey, it sure captured attention on a holiday weekend. Right, ESPN,
Here's the headline I'm seeing on TV right now.
Yeah.
But they don't make as much as the men's soccer
team. They don't. Not at all.
Ew. And it's a better program, people will tell you, and they still don't get
Well, it's back to that same business about women. That's something for us to talk about later, because I don't want to get in the way of Jennifer's report, but we need to talk about this because it's the same old story. All right, what about Donald Trump? Yet another in the
student
another getting in the
chops. One, yeah. Cutting ties with Donald Trump. ESPN has cut ties with the Don. They are moving next week's ESPY Celebrity Golf Classic from the Trump National Golf Club. After Trump made those comments about Mexican immigrants a few weeks back, the charity event now will be held at the Pelican Hill Golf Club, and it'll happen on July 14th. Hashtag who cares.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Kenny, did you say something earlier about the sponsors for the ESPY? They have a right to do, and that's sort of what happened there.
No, not sponsors, just their customers, people who watch, whether it's ESPN or NBC or or shop at Macy's. Those people complained, and you got to do what your customers want
you to do. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I understood it correctly. Go ahead, Jen.
Either that or you're a big liberal scumbag and you don't like Donald Trump. I'm sorry.
One of the two.
Jeffrey
you
Dean
just say that.
Somebody's got to go.
I think that's the end of the television
we'll
report.
I will say a good wife.
For today, yeah, a big liberal scumbag. There it is. 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Now 53 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. July 7th is upon us. Did you know July is National Retirement Planning Month? How far down the road is retirement for YOU? Kenny, long time down the road for you, right?
I don't see it ever.
Okay, well, you're a member of the Doug Steffen.
You could win the lottery.
Don't retire club. Jennifer?
Do not resuscitate.
Good. And Richie?
Well, I have a goal, but who knows whether you'll meet it.
All right. So. New stats reveal generations furthest away from retirement are most concerned if their finances will carry them through their golden years. While the process of investing for retirement may seem daunting, National Retirement Planning Month, taking place in July, is the perfect time to reassess your retirement planning strategy. Brian Osich with more on that for Good Day listeners.
Could your age shape how you feel about your finances in retirement? Aaron Levine, head of Merrill Edge, says their new survey shows younger generations predict more stress than older ones.
In our latest Merrill Edge report, most Gen Xers and millennials predict financial stress in retirement. However, almost three-quarters of retirees think they'll have enough to see them through retirement.
The study also found negative financial feelings can lead to positive actions.
Nearly a third of non-retirees are motivated to make positive financial decisions by financial stress, embarrassment, or peer pressure. The key to success at any age is to turn negative emotions into positive financial actions.
For more, visit MerrillEdge.com/report. That's financial fitness from Merrill Edge. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated and are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLPFNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Merrill Edge is available through MLPFNS and consists of the Merrill Edge Advisory Center, investment guidance, and self-directed online investing.
When's the last time you got to see a tiger, elephant, or walrus live and in person? Kendra Johansson finding out how one brand is making it easier for busy families to get out and experience wildlife during the summer months.
School is out, summer is in, and families across the country are gearing up for their next great adventures. That's why Frito-Lay's Variety Packs, the snack line known for fueling fun for the whole family, has teamed up with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, AZA, for a special offer. Starting July 6, families who purchase specially marked bags of Frito-Lay Variety Packs can get a free kids pass to a participating AZA-accredited zoo or aquarium where they can get out and experience wildlife. Families are also invited to visit FritoLayZooFun.com to unleash their fun sides with Wild Like Me, a new digital experience from Frito-Lay Variety Packs. Wild Like Me invites animal lovers everywhere to upload a picture of themselves imitating animal facial expressions. Select photos will appear on the site, and one lucky family will win a trip to the Atlantis Paradise Island Resort in the Bahamas. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. states or Puerto Rico, 18 and older, ends 9/19/15. Subject to full rules at FritoLayZooFun.com. Sponsored by Frito-Lay, Inc. For more information, visit FritoLayZooFun.com. That's lifestyles from Frito-Lay.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
How about this? Baby names. Look at this story that we have at DougSteffen.com today. Thanks to Disney, all things Disney, looks like new parents are getting a lot of ideas from various Disney characters, including Elsa. Now the most popular name for baby girls. It's interesting how trends are set by... What's it, now, why did you go...
I couldn't ever imagine naming my kid after a Disney character.
Well, that's
on
you.
On some hot flick.
That's you. There are a lot of people who... The male names from Frozen... unusual.
Kristoff.
Right, yeah.
Olaf.
Yeah, right. I'm going to name my kid Olaf.
Yeah.
Terrible, please don't.
Olaf McFadden.
Right. That would go over well. He wouldn't get beat up too much.
Our poll is like Dudley Steffen. Our poll today, do you name any of your children after Disney characters? A, yes, and they love it. B, yes, and they hated it. C, no, but I know somebody who did. D, I haven't yet, but I have thought about it. E, no, I name one of our pets after a Disney character. F, I've never considered it. What do you think? At DougStephan.com, our poll yesterday, do you watch Women's World Cup? 32% said, yep, and you are proud of our team. That's good, because they did very well and they deserve.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.